Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are starting the seventh parak of Maseches Yoma. Today we are learning Parak Zayin Mishnah Aleph and Parak Zayin Mishnah Beis. This parak here, Parak Zayin, the seventh parak of Maseches Yoma, is going to finish off the description of the Kohen Gadol's service on Yom Kippur. The first Mishnah here, Parak Zayin Mishnah Aleph, is going to teach us that after the goat had reached the desert to be ultimately thrown off the cliff, the Kohen Gadol would read various psukim from the Torah. It says the Mishnah Balo Kohen Gadol Likros, the Kohen Gadol went from the main Azara, the main courtyard in the Beis HaMikdash, to the Ezras Nashim, to the woman's courtyard, to read the Torah in the Beis HaMikdash. Imrata Likros Bebigdei Butz Kora, if he wanted to read when still dressed in the holy white linen articles of clothing that he was wearing as part of the Avodi, he may certainly read while wearing that, those holy clothing. Ve'imlo, but if he did not want to read in those articles of clothing, then Kori Be'itzdalis Lava Mishalo, then he may read in his own personal white robe, his own personal articles of clothing. As the Bartanura points out, the Torah reading is not an actual part of the Avodah, it's not a part of the formal Avodah of Yom Kippur, but although it is typically usher to use the holy objects of the Beis HaMikdash for an activity that is not an Avodah, the Big Day Kahuna, the holy clothing of the Kohen Gadol, were an exception to this rule. The Kohanim were allowed to wear their garments even when not doing an Avodah. Therefore, if he chose to do so, the Kohen Gadol certainly was allowed to wear his holy white articles of clothing when he read from the Torah. And similarly, since the Torah reading is not a formal avoda, the Bartanura points out, the Kohen Gadol may in fact wear his own personal articles of clothing. Continuing in the Mishnah, the Torah, the Sefer Torah from which the Kohen Gadol would read was kept in a shul next to the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash. Chazan HaKnesses Notal Sefer Torah V'Nosan L'Rosh HaKnesses. The helper of the shul would take the Sefer Torah and give it to the head of the shul. V'Rosh HaKnesses Nosan L'Sgan, and the head of the shul would give it to the assistant Kohen Gadol. V'Hasgan Nosan L'Kohen Gadol, and the assistant Kohen Gadol would give it to the main Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol Omed U'Mekabel V'Korei Omed, and the Kohen Gadol would stand and receive it from him. And he would read from the Torah when standing. V'kori Achrimos, they would read the Pesukim Parshas Achrimos that actually describe the avod, the service of the Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. V'ach Be'asor, and Pesukim later on in Sefer Vayikra that also describe general halachas of Yom Kippur, the five inuyim, the five ways to afflict oneself, and so on and so forth. V'golel Sefer Torah U'manicho Becheiko, then he would roll the Sefer Torah closed and place it against his chest. V'omer, and he would say, Yozer Mash Shekarasi Lifneichem Kasuv Kan, and again, he would say, there is more written here in this Torah scroll, in this Sefer Torah, than what I have read in front of you. Uve'asor shebechumash ha'pekudim korei alpeh. Then he would read by heart the psukim that begin on and on the 10th, which is in the Sefer Bamidbar, and which describes also some of the karbanos that were brought on Yom Kippur. Continuing now, having finished off the reading of the Kriyas HaTorah for Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would now recite the important psukim. Many of them are familiar to us. Umevarech aleha shmona brachos, and he would say over the Sefer Torah the following eight brachos, eight blessings. Al HaTorah, the bracha for the Torah, that's the bracha of Asher Nasan Lanu Toras Emes, right? That's the bracha that you typically have after an aliyah. The Al HaAvoda, the special bracha for the Avoda, for the service in the Beis HaMikdash, that's Rishay Hashem Elokeinu B'yamcha Yisrael V'sirta V'Avoda B'Divir Beisach, and so on and so forth. She'oscha Levatcha B'Yir Na'Avod, the also typically often found in the Machzor for Yom Kippur. V'Al Ha'Huda, and the bracha for Thanksgiving, to give thanks to the Rabbeinu Shalom for all that we have. This is the same as what we say in Shmona Esrei, Modim Anachnu Lach. V'Al Mechilas Ha'Avon, he would say the bracha for the forgiveness of sin, which is similar to the bracha of Selach Lanu, which the Baz Dabar Tanura points out, which is what we say is part of Shemona Esrei. V'al HaMikdash Bifnei Atzmon, then he would say a bracha for the Beis HaMikdash separately. He would basically daven that the divine presence of Hashem will continue to rest on the Beis HaMikdash, and it would finish off by saying Shochein B'Tzion, that he should dwell in Tzion, in Yerushalayim. V'al HaKohen Bifnei Atzmon, then he would make a bracha specifically for the Kohanim, for the Kohanim, which also was which is also a bracha that that perhaps many of us are familiar with. I apologize, I forgot. I missed one. Value Yisrael Bifnei Atzmon. Sorry. Before that, he would make the bracha for the Jews separately. He davened for the salvation of the Jewish people, and that they should remain under a Jewish king, as the Rambam points out in Hilchas Avodas Yom Kippurim, and that blessing would be finished with Habocher Ba'am Yisrael, that Hashem chooses His people, the Jewish people. And now we're up to V'yal Kohanim B'fnei Atzmon, he would daven for the Kohanim separately. He daven that Hashem would bless the Kohanim and accept their karbanos. V'yal Shar Tefillin, for the rest of the tefillah, that's the bracha of Shemaya Tefillah, his own personal bakash, his own personal requests of Hashem. And then Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis says, Haroa Kohen Gadol Keshu Kori Eino Roa Par V'Sar HaNesrafim, one who saw the Kohen Gadol when he was reading the Torah, did not see the bull and the goat when they were being burned, V'Haroa Par V'Sar HaNesrafim Eino Roa Kohen Gadol Keshu Kori, and one who saw the bull and the goat when they were being burned, did not see the Kohen Gadol when he was reading the Torah, V'Lo B'Nei She'Eino Rashai, not because you were not allowed to see both activities at the exact same time, right? One might think that you can only see one. El Chai says Erech Rehoka, but because there was a great distance between the place where the Torah was being read in the Ezras Nashim in the Beis Hamikdash and the place where the bull and the goat were being burnt, Umelechas Shnehen Shavaka Achas, and both activities were performed at the exact same time. Have a great day.